Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cynthia Arabia is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Cynthia is the author of The Innovation Killer, How What We Know Limits What We Can Imagine. And she's a former innovation executive at Intel, and now she has her own small business. And we're going to ask her in a minute how that's working out. But based on her book, I'm sure she's doing great. And she's our new friend. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you with us. And by the way, folks, her name is Cynthia, but she says we can call her Cindy. And Cindy, you can call me Jim.
Oh, terrific, Jim.
Hey,
appreciate that.
Cindy, folks, I want to read something from a passage in Cindy's book that'll get us started here. This is right out of her book, folks. When it comes to innovation, the same hard-won experience, best practices, and processes that are the cornerstones of an organization's success may be more like millstones that threaten to sink it. Now, Cindy, how could what we know be so dangerous?
Oh, good question, Jim. Thank you. Well, the issue is that we get stuck in the way we've been thinking for years based on what has worked for us in the past. And what has worked for us in the past may not work for us in the future. So that's what holds us back. Now, innovation and coming up with new products, new ideas for how we're going to run our business, that requires new ways of thinking. And a lot of times it requires a break with the past.
I do a lot of public speaking around the country to small business owners, and of course I do this show 5 days a week, Cindy. But I tell people that everything you learn, everything you know, let me back up. 98% of everything you know, you learned in the 20th century,
and right.
Almost every part of what you learned in the 20th century is no longer valid in the 21st century. Now, you think that doesn't make people open their eyes wide?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think you're right, Jim. And I think that we constantly need to be very open-minded to what else is out there and what's new. We tend to get stuck in our own, I call it expert think. If you know what groupthink is, expert think is groupthink on steroids. You tend to make decisions that are aligned with the way you've done things before, that are aligned with the way the industry has always done things, that are aligned with things that maybe you were taught in school. Most of the time, that's a good thing. It's very efficient. You don't want to recreate the wheel every time you go out to do something. But on the other hand, the reason expert think becomes so dangerous is because it closes our minds to new possibilities.
Well, and Joel Barker calls those paradigms.
Yes, absolutely.
The things that we fall in, that we may not necessarily have fallen in love with them, but they're what we wound up with, and we found a way to be successful with them inside of those paradigms. And what I tell people today, Cindy, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. You need to constantly be looking for ways to stretch beyond where you have been in the past.
A friend of mine said something once that reminded me of what you talk about in your book, Cindy. He said, you got to be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Yes,
that's hard. That's hard for us because so many of us, Cindy, you're a lot younger than me, but a lot of us, we grew up in the 20th century when people were were creating an idea and then living off of it for the rest of their life. Today, ideas last about 90 days, don't they?
That's right. They're very, very fast. You know, change is happening so rapidly. You know, and we have an increasingly competitive global economy as well. And when you think about that, you know, you have you're no longer competing with the ideas that the folks down the block or even across the country have. Now you're competing with ideas that people in, you know, 12 time zones away are also bringing to the table.
Right.
So
how do we get ourselves, how do we identify whether we have this burden of innovation thinking, as you call it, or of expert think, I should say? How do we identify whether we have that, and then how do we get rid of it?
Well, you know, I think the issue is that expert think is it's really a condition of human nature. Most people at some point or another will fall into it. And so it's something that we need to constantly be on guard against. And so there are some things that you can do to constantly guard against it. One of the things that you can do is bring in people that I call zero gravity thinkers to help stir things up. Now, zero gravity thinkers are people who come in with some psychological distance from the effort. So, in other words, they probably don't work directly for you, and they probably don't have economic ties to you. But they come in with some distance. Maybe this is someone who belongs to an association that you also belong to, that you can network with, and you feel like you can trust to act as a confidant.
It's got to be somebody you trust.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to be the ones who are going to say, why? Explain to me why there's an elephant in the middle of your living room.
That's right? Right. That's exactly right.
We've all been walking around the elephant because he's always been here.
That's right. That's exactly it. So you find that person that you can trust or people that you can trust who have some distance from your situation that you can, you know, that you can rely on to spot that elephant. The second thing these people have, you want these people to be good, inventive problem solvers. You want to go to people who have what I call Renaissance tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
So you find people who are, you know, just wide open thinkers who tend to be creative, good problem solvers.
Cynthia, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Cynthia Barton Raby, I should say. That's the title in the book. Cynthia Barton Raby, the book is called The Innovation Killer: How What We Know Limits What We Can Imagine and What Smart Companies Are Doing About It. Available wherever books are sold. Cindy and I, our new best friend, will be back right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. The blog's there, too. We update it every weekday. And don't forget all the other things you can do on our website and more to come. More exciting new stuff that'll be out very soon. And by the end of the year, you'll be hearing more and more about this. And I think it actually might change your life, folks. I'm not kidding. I think it could. Cindy Raby is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Cynthia Barton Raby is the name on the book. She says we can call her Cindy because we're now her new friends. The Innovation Killer is the book. And Cindy, give us the website, your website, and also tell us where the book's available.
Well, the book is available just everywhere. Anywhere you want to buy books, you should be able to find it. And you can check out the website for the book at www.innovationkiller.com. There you can read an excerpt from the book if you'd like and check out some of the reviews.
I appreciate that very much. Cindy, you know the cartoon character Pogo?
There's
a little cartoon character. He's classic. He's been around a long time, named Pogo, and he's a little possum. He lives in a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the neatest little guy. And there's a classic quote from Pogo, this little possum. He's looking out over the swamp, and he's noticing how contaminated and how littered the swamp has become. And his quote is this. The caption is this. we have seen the enemy and he is us. When it comes to being innovative in our companies, I think what you're saying in your book is we have seen the enemy and he is us. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And we have to find a way to fight that enemy.
And you say one of the best ways is to bring in someone from the outside who can look at this, who can cut right through the chase. I mean, it could take us a year to identify this elephant and say, and then finally actually ask yourself, I wonder if we should move the elephant, whereas somebody else would come in about 3 seconds say, what the heck have you got this elephant in here for? And but here's the thing, though, Cindy. It hurts when people say that to us.
Yes, it does.
It's painful.
Absolutely right. You have to have a strong ego to go out and look for somebody who might say that to you.
Mm-hmm. But you have to. You also have to want to get better, don't you?
You do, and you have to be. You have to be brave. You have to be a risk taker, and you have to be willing to say that this is just part of how you're going to become a better decision maker and a better innovator yourself. And that's by constantly challenging your own thinking by bringing in these people.
Well, I have seen companies, Cindy, and you have too, that literally could not do what you're talking about. They
yes.
literally were so invested in the elephant, in the old way, that they literally rode the Titanic down to the bottom of the ocean and their business drowned because they couldn't say, I wonder if somebody could help me. And if I could find that person, I think I'll listen to them. They actually couldn't do that.
Yes, that's a very common problem. You know, between the years 2000 and 2005, there were something like 150,000 bankruptcies in company bankruptcies in the U.S. And I wonder, out of all of those, how many expert think was responsible for?
Yep, I think you're right. You talk about zero gravity thinking. Now,
yes.
can I be, as a business owner? Okay, let's say I'm one of those people that has a business, and let me tell you something, we all are, Cindy, aren't we? I mean, all of us are susceptible to this pain that we're going to feel when somebody comes in and says, you know what, this is dumb, you shouldn't be doing this. And they're not going to say it that way, folks, because they want to get paid. But they are going to, essentially, that's what they're going to say. They're going to point out, you know, where the emperor has no clothes. But can we actually become zero gravity thinkers, or does it always have to be somebody else outside of our organization?
Well, you know, I tell people to nurture the zero gravity thinker within. I think everyone has the capability to become more of a zero gravity thinker. So I tell them there are a few things they can do, and this is not a comprehensive list by any means, but I've got six things that I suggest.
Before you give
people.
Us those six,
yeah.
Remind the audience what a zero gravity thinker is quickly.
Right, so a zero-gravity thinker is someone who's going to come in and help you overcome the weight of what you know. You're
All
weighed
right.
down by what you know, and a zero-gravity thinker is going to help you become a little bit weightless.
I got one minute for those six things. Go ahead and give it to us.
Okay, pretend to view the problem as if you're someone else. Pretend that you're someone else looking at this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Practice making some weird connections between things that are seemingly unconnected to what you're doing and what you are doing, because if you can make those weird connections, you teach yourself to be more creative. Learn to respect thinking time. So give yourself time to really reflect and consider challenges.
That's hard for small businesses. You got to do it, though. Go ahead.
Got to do it. I tell people to put 15 minutes a day on their calendar to just think, you know, big thoughts about what's going on with their business. The number four is devote some quality time to defining the problem before you solve it. That ready, fire, aim approach is not the best approach, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, actually, I'm just going to give you five today, and understand what constrains your thinking. So a lot of us have constraints on our thinking that are not realistic, and we need to step back and get rid of those.
Cindy, will you come back again another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Absolutely, Jim.
I've enjoyed this. I hope you have.
I absolutely have. Thanks for having me.
Cynthia Barton Raby, ladies and gentlemen. That's R-A-B-E. The book is called The Innovation Killer, and I recommend it. 29 After, right back with Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.